1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
There have been charges recently of... actually, just of unfair pricing, unfair mechanical and repair practices. I wanted to get on the line here a man who owns a repair shop in Lancaster, California. We've talked to listeners last hour about this. Austin DeMarco's owned DeMarco Automotive Repair in Lancaster for 15 years. We thank you for joining us, sir.
Yes, sir.
You feel, as I know a lot of people feel in your business, that you're unfairly criticized for charging too much, for being lax, for not being skilled. What would you say to that?
Well, sir, I would say what just about anybody in my business would say. It's very unfair. All of us, not the ones that I do business with, and the members of the California Automotive Mechanics Association, we are all certified mechanics. I'm an automotive mechanic. I don't like the term grease monkey any more than anybody else does, but we have been insulted that way at times. People think that I'm trying to steal from them, but they don't look at the fact that we have customers who come in every single day and try to steal from us.
Now, you mentioned this. Explain this to me.
Well, what I mean by that is I'm a mechanic. I'm an automotive mechanic. I'm a car mechanic. I have someone pull in and say things to me like, will you, for instance, top off my windshield wiper fluid? Do you fix flat tires? And probably the biggest insult that any trained mechanic can hear is when someone pulls into my garage, well, I may be doing an engine rebuild, well, I might be doing transmission work, well, I might be doing repairing a clutch or remounting a clutch, and someone will say to me, I've got a broken headlight. Now, this to any mechanic is a slap to the face. And so that's why I will say to them, yes, I will repair that for you, but after I get done repairing it, that's when I give them the lecture, and that's the problem we had.
Well, what you do is you repair these, what you call, and you said this in a press release, pansy-ass repairs, correct?
Yes, sir. Well, what I call chicken.
All right, you got to watch your language on that, okay? If you want to call it chicken-ass?
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Okay. You call this stuff pansy-ass or chicken-ass?
Yes, sir.
And you make people listen to a lecture.
What I do is, look, you have to understand, I'm working on a car, repairing the engine or doing something that I've dreamed my whole life to do, and then here comes somebody and they say, yeah, can you top off my radiator? And that is enough to anger. That's a direct provocation. So I will say to them, yes, I will. And I'm as nice as sunshine. But as soon as I'm done with that, then I will sit them down in my office, and I will read them the Riot Act. And only then do they get their car keys back.
And what are you saying to them?
Well, what I basically say is that I will tell them, why don't you have a seat here? And if there's two or three customers I've finished on their car, I'll sit them down and I'll say, you people have wasted my time. You've wasted the time of my garage with your chicken ass, and I won't use the word, repair. And you come in here and you ask me to repair your taillight? I'm a mechanic. I fix cars.
What do you think people should do with a busted taillight?
Take it down to a... Do it yourself if you want to. Take it on down to one of these places where they got these grease monkeys working at these gas stations and have them do it. Don't you bring it into me. Don't you ever bring into me a busted taillight. Because I'll tell you right now, I will sit you down, and I...
Well, all right, I got to bring up...
I'll read them the Riot Act.
Well, I got to bring up the name of a lady here, Carrie Wildemoff. Do you know her?
I know the woman, yes.
All right, she's a student at UCLA. She said you called her a stupid, and then you used the C word.
All right, now hold Mr. Henry again. She provoked me.
All right, how did she provoke you?
After I told her about me not doing this pansy-ass work, or excuse me, the pansy work... She says, by the way, can you change the windshield wiper fluid? And I'll tell you something. Oh, man. You see?
All right, just collect yourself, sir, because I can tell that you're upset.
That's the direct provocation. So I went ahead, I filled up her windshield wiper, and then I read her the Riot Act. And I sat her down, and I said, now, you listen to me, and you listen good. You screw with me. Do I fill up your windshield wiper fluid? And that's when I said, yes. I said, you are a stupid, and then I use the word.
Well, that, sir, is completely unacceptable for somebody who uses that kind of language doing business with the public.
But what about me? What about me?
What about you, sir?
Well, she provoked me. See, this is the thing that I've been having to deal with. Channel 2 came over here and interviewed us last week. People from Channel 7, the guy that does that action news, this guy said the same thing to me, and I said, what about me? She comes in here, asks me to change her windshield wiper fluid. I change out the engines of cars. I don't patch tires. That's what I said to them.
All right, but you have a short fuse for this kind of stuff.
Anybody would. You're going to come in here and tell me, hi, how you doing? How about, do you have a gumball machine? This is the kind of stuff that just drives me out of my mind.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Put him on hold. And what I need for him to know, Janice, is to watch his language. And I would like him to maybe settle down a little bit. Austin Amarca is my guest. He is the owner of Amarca Automotive. It's in Lancaster, California. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. He basically is angry that people are coming in and asking him to patch their tires. While he considers himself to be a serious mechanic, he has been known to get upset at people for asking him to change out their headlights, wiper fluid, oil changes, to jump start their cars, or to repair a tire puncture. Now, what he's doing is he's keeping the keys to the car and not giving them back to the customer until he gives them a lecture on how they wasted his time. That may or may not be legal. I think holding a woman there and calling her a stupid C-word is definitely over the line. I'm going to get Mr. Amarca back on the line. You agree that saying the C-word is wrong, don't you?
Boy, you want to go back to that, Mr. Henry. I'd be happy to go back.
Don't you agree, though, sir?
The one thing you're not doing is you're not saying how... You're not acknowledging how I got offended.
All right, so you're I acknowledge that, sir.
Okay, yes, I shouldn't have used the C word. But that stupid... Boy,
See what I'm saying? In other words, you don't have any control over your emotions. You're asking...
Mr. Henry, I will tell you a story if I could. My father owned a mobile station out in Glendora, California. And I saw my father being driven slowly insane, literally slowly mad, by 25 years of these silly you-know-whats coming into the station and saying, my battery is low. Can you jumpstart me? And
Well, why is that such an upsetting thing, sir? If you're in the business of repairing cars...
There you go. You hit the nail on the head. I'm in the business of repairing cars. I'm not in the business of chicken crap. And getting water in the radiator and water in the battery. And my father, who I miss very dearly, who passed on 2 years ago this month, who was remanded to the psychiatric facility at Camarillo here in the state of California because he was driven over the course of 25 years slowly but surely insane by every mealy mouth and these housewives who will come in here and say, hi, I know you're a certified mechanic. Why don't you put a patch on that tire? That's an insult to me and to every Christian soul that's an automobile repair person. And you see, I said repair person because, if I don't say person, then the women out there think I'm a sexist pig. And I admit the C word is offensive, but she had to realize how she offended me with her stupid headlight change. What about that?
Well, sir, I would say that a woman asking for a headlight change, she's not aware that...
That is just the same as calling me a piece of you-know-what.
No, it is not the same.
I think in my business it is.
You called that woman the C-word. You say when she asked for a headlight bulb to be changed out in her car, that's the same as calling you a piece of S?
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, that's ridiculous, sir. I mean...
Well, sir, you have to understand... Well, then you don't know anything about auto mechanics.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't. We're talking with Austin Amarca. He is a mechanic. And he is talking about the fact that if you come to his gas station, his automotive repair shop, and ask him for what he calls pansy-ass repairs, and that is patching a tire, filling up the washer fluid, some of these other things he mentioned, Janice, headlight repair, oil changes, jump starts, that you are wasting his time. He has been giving lectures to people after he repairs their cars doing these things. One woman who reported this to our action line, Ms. Carrie Wildemoff, said that he called her a stupid C-word after he repaired a punctured tire that she brought into her repair shop. Now, I don't know much about the automobile repair business, but I realize these guys are certified mechanics, and they do engine repairs, they do engine overhauls, they do engine rebuilds. But isn't it part of their job, too, if they have to, you know, put the water back in the radiator, put the water back in the battery? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. The Phil Henry Show is back.
You gave an interview to Channel 4 in which you said, I'm talking with Austin Amarca of Amarca Auto Repair. He is tired of doing what he calls pansy-ass or, quote, chicken-ass, end quote, repairs on cars. Isn't that right?
No, sir. That's not what I've said, Mr. Henry.
Well, you've insulted people when they come into your station to ask for a tire repair. You've insulted people when they come into your station and ask...
First of all, sir, I don't have a station, okay? I don't have a gas station. I'm not a grease monkey. I am a certified auto repairman, so I'm not pumping gas and selling jawbreakers. And when people come in here and treat me like I'm some lube monkey from a mobile station, my father owned a mobile station, and he went insane. So this is what I'm saying. And
Well, I don't know whatever it is you're saying, but there was a woman, Ms. Stewart, said she tried to get the key back from you and to leave, and you took her by the arm and pushed her back down?
I told her that she'd wasted my... She didn't give me respect and wasted my time.
Then why do you do these repairs?
I don't mind doing the repairs. What I want from these people is respect. When they come in and they say to me...
Well, what do you mean?
Well, when they come in and say to me, hi there, listen, I need a fuse changed out because my CD player don't work no more. Boy, that's... I get these three-piece suit people, and they got a CD player, and they've got some of this gay,
All right, sir, I do not want any of that...
I'm sorry, sir.
I don't even want a hint of any of that sexual orientation bigotry here. Do you understand?
I'm sorry, sir.
So they come in, and they want a fuse changed out.
And I say to them, okay, now you listen to me. I'm going to change the fuse. And then when I get done changing the fuse, I look at them, and I say, now do you realize what you had me do? You had me sit there and change a fuse for you and your CD player when I could be doing some big-time work in there.
Meanwhile, you're not giving them the key back.
Yeah, they don't get the key back until they hear me out. Because how would they like it if I came to their house and asked them to fetch me a beer, to fetch me their daughter, to sexually pleasure me? And
that's not the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing, sir.
No, it's not. Asking you to change a tire?
It's the same thing.
Asking you to change a tire is the same thing as you walking into their house and asking for their daughter.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right, let me go over here to Patrick. Patrick, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I love your show. This guy's a suit. I think what he needs to do is maybe give a little bit of Southern hospitality and just do the job.
I ain't down south. I'm in California. I'm in California. Hey, dummy, I'm in California. I ain't down south.
That's fine. And,
okay.
And I can see your approach to it, but I'm really not dumb.
Well, then don't say that I ought to be given some Southern hospitality when I'm out in Lancaster, California.
Where are you from originally,
Mr. Market?
Can
I ask you a question?
What's that?
Can I ask you a question?
What's that?
If I came in and you rebuilt my engine in my truck, and then after you did that, I asked you to change my windshield wiper, would you do it? And would you give me a picture?
I tell you what I would do. I would change it, but I'd say that you're pushing it a little bit.
Pushing
it?
The guy just gave you thousands of dollars worth of business, and you can't change out his washer fluid?
No, I appreciate that. But what I'd say to him is, okay, I just got done rebuilding your engine. Why would you then want me to change your wiper fluid?
Are you too good to do that?
I think it's am I too good to do it?
Yeah.
Well, no, but why would you disrespect me like that?
I don't feel that's disrespect. I'm asking you to perform.
I just rebuilt your engine. Now you want me to grease monkey it? See, that's what them grease monkeys do down there.
Well,
at the gas
no, I don't really consider changing a windshield wiper a grease monkey.
That's grease monkey work.
No, well, wait a minute. That's regular car servicing. That's
Mr. Henry. Excuse me. You've been in this auto service business?
No, sir. I have not.
Okay, then you don't know what you're talking about. That's like having sex with me and then telling me you've got the clap.
Hey, Phil.
You know something? You want to laugh at that? Are you in the automotive repair business, sir?
No, sir, I'm not. And after some of your remarks, I don't know if I would want to be.
It is a wonderful business. And
well, I think you're doing a disservice to it.
How?
Hey. By making guys who have automotive repair shops sound like weird asses.
I'm not a weird ass. I just don't do pansy work.
Well, the gentleman said after a rebuild on his engine, why wouldn't you put in windshield wiper fluid? You think that's an insult?
Why would he have me do something noble, right, like rebuild an engine, and then turn around and urinate all over me and say, by the way, boy, change the windshield wiper? Why?
Because you're there, man. Have somebody else do it.
None of my guys do that. My guys are certified mechanics.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Amanda. Go ahead, Amanda.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, ma'am.
I just wanted to tell this man that I think you are the most ignorant, vulgar person I've ever heard
in my life. Why do you say that? Well, I'm trying to protect
and
my business.
You're lucky you have any business with your attitude.
Why?
If I lived in California, I would never give you business. I would recommend everybody I know not go and give you any business at all.
Well, let me
tell
you what.
Part of owning a business is professionalism, and you have zero.
People know to bring their cars to me because I do a first-class job. But what I don't take is any guff from customers who want to tell me how to run my life.
You know what? Your customers are what put food on your... You should take whatever they give you. It doesn't matter.
Wait. In other words, Amanda, if I said to you, hey, here's $20, let's you and me go around behind this building, you should take the money because it put food on your table? Of course you wouldn't.
Why do you have to relate that, sir, to sex?
Well, everything you relate everything to sex.
No, I do not, ma'am. I'm just trying to say...
Yeah, everything is related to sex. It's like having sex with him and giving him the clap. All of these things have to do with sex.
No, sir. What I'm saying, Mr. Henry, and I think what you've done is a very good job of twisting everything that I've said. I'm saying I'm asking for respect, and when someone comes into my automotive repair and says to me, yeah, hey, can you get some water into my radiator, please? Boy, they're asking for it.
You have to give respect to get respect. I mean, I'm sorry, maybe you're not from the South and you don't understand that concept, and that's fine, but people don't just give you respect. You earn that.
Let me ask you something, ma'am. You know the difference between a headlight and a taillight, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right. I had this woman, quote-unquote, come in and say, can you fix the tail doohickey thingy? She's saying these things that to a... I'm a repairman. What do you mean, doohickey thingy? What's that supposed to mean? See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's
she didn't know what it's called. She's not a certified mechanic. That's why she came to you.
It's called a taillight, ma'am. And to just squat over me and leak on me like that is...
All right, I'm getting a little tired of the references. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Stop it.
I apologize.
It sounds like, to me, this is a whole, like, women bashing session. It's not really about windshield wiper fluid or...
No, ma'am, I love women. I told her right then and there, I'll fix your doohickey, but don't treat me like I'm a butt log.
If I came into your shop and you refused to give me my key, and before I heard your lecture, you're not my dad. You are of no authority to me whatsoever.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show is back.
I'm giving you respect, sir. Austin Amarca is my guest, the owner of Amarca Automotive Repair in Lancaster, California. Now, You have said that people coming into your automotive repair shop are insulting you, bringing you what you call pansy-ass work like repairing tires. Why don't you put a sign up that says major repairs only?
Mr. Owner, I've said to you, I don't mind doing those repairs, but I let people know the break that I've given them and how I'm extending myself, and I need some respect for that. That I'm going to sit there and patch their tire? I do automotive repairs. So that's why I do what I do.
That's why you keep their keys until they listen to your lecture.
I want to explain to them the facts of life. You don't come rolling in here and having me filling up your wiper fluid without me explaining the facts of life.
All right, well, this Miss Wildhoff, you know her.
You have mentioned her name now a number of times, yes, sir.
All right, you know her because she said, and this is about the most juvenile thing I've ever heard, that when you finally did give her her keys back, you pulled them from out of your pants?
That is correct, yes, sir.
What is the point of you pulling those keys up from the crotch of your pants?
Mr. Henry, she has wasted my time asking me to fill up her wiper fluid.
What's the point of you sticking her car keys down in your underwear and then pulling them out from there?
There's nothing wrong with it. It is
unhygienic, for God's sake. If you had any kind of a disease...
No, that right there is actionable. I could sue you for that.
Sue me for what?
Suggest that I got some kind of disease or crotch thing on the keys.
1-800-449-8686. We're going over here to Carl. Carl, go ahead. Hi. Carla, I'm sorry.
Hi. How
yes,
are you?
Ahead. Very good, ma'am.
I don't know your name, sir. What is your name, the mechanic?
My name's Austin Amarca.
Say it again.
Austin Amarca. What, are you writing
okay,
a book?
Marca.
Are you writing a book?
Well, you don't have to be rude, sir.
I'm not being rude.
You don't have to ask her, is she writing a book?
I'm having a hard time hearing him. But I'm going to tell you this. If I came into your shop and asked you to fill up my wiper fluid and you told me that, I would be stiffing your, cutting your balls off and stuffing them down your throat. Now, that's as dirty as I'm going to get.
Told you
and
what?
I will tell you this. I am a woman. I drive an 18-wheeler, and I can do my own work. I know what a headlight and a taillight is. There's a lot of women that don't know that.
Why would you come in and ask me to do work? Because you want to just start a fight?
No, I know how, but there's a lot of women that don't. So don't treat them like they're dummies.
No,
it's people
I'm not.
Like you that give mechanics a bad name.
What are you gonna...
I hope that you go out of business.
What are you going to cut my balls off for? Why? Just because I said
you
I...
You treated me like that?
Did what?
Pulling
that,
your...
You talk about wanting respect. The lady had it right that talked earlier. You don't deserve respect because you don't earn it.
No.
You treat
I
a woman
only...
like she's an idiot.
How do you spell your name, ma'am?
C-A-R-L-A.
Is that your last name or your first name?
That's her first name.
That's my first name.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry. I'm talking to the lady. Is that your last name or your first name, ma'am?
That's my first name.
And how do you spell your last name? Let me see if I got it right. D-U-M-B-A-S-S.
Okay, now that is uncalled for.
Well, that's, she started it.
No, you're childish. Start at my foot. There's nothing to it.
All right.
You're disrespectful.
Yes, and also a very good point here is that if you are asking for it, Mr. Amarca, you're going to get it.
Asking for what?
Sticking somebody's car keys down into your underwear and then pulling it out and giving it to them is asking
you
for
you know what I would do if you did that to me?
What?
Oh, I guarantee you, you would be in jail in a heartbeat.
What are you going to put me in jail for? Putting my car keys in my underwear?
You know what? I'm glad I don't live in California. I'm in Michigan. But I was so angry at the way you act.
Ma'am,
the way you talk,
I'm a businessman.
I had to call, and I've never called a talk show before.
Ma'am, I'm a businessman. I'm trying to get it across to these people.
But
you don't roll in here and ask me.
You need to have respect for people if you're going to work with the public. If you don't want to work with the public, don't work with them.
Ma'am, I've never hit a woman with a crowbar. But if you came into my station...
Oh, I'd beat you to it. I got a cedar bar that's about 4 foot long. I'd beat you to it.
And what am I supposed to do if you take the time to sniff those keys? Yeah. See?
Okay, that does it.
I didn't hear what he said.
You don't
sir,
need,
but,
you, Carla, you don't need to hear it. Believe me.
I'll say it again.
I will not let this lady hear what you just said. It is the vilest.
I said she'd sniff the keys.
I just told you to shut up.
There is women that know how to do this, and then there's women that don't.
Yeah.
The women that don't right. need to be treated like they're idiots.
Absolutely. Carla, thank you for your call. That's the whole thing. You want respect, you don't give respect.
Mr. Henry, I don't do anything to provoke it.
When somebody comes in and says, will you change my headlight, just change the headlight.
So there you're back to now I'm a grease monkey.
I never called you a grease monkey.
Well, that's what grease monkeys do. Grease monkey. You know what that is? That's the worst thing you can be called. That means you're hopping around a lube bay all day like an ape on your knuckles.
Let me go to Janet here. Hi, Janet. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Janet? Wow. Janet, hold on for a minute. You're in a bad cell. Hold on. Dennis, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Dennis?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah. I want to ask that guy, why doesn't he just make a deal with a grease monkey down the street to refer those people to and have that guy refer the good work to him?
Well, because I don't mind doing the work.
But then you're gonna bitch the customer out about it?
Well, I just want them to know who they just asked to repair the puncture in their tire. They didn't just ask some grease ape. You see what I'm saying? They asked the owner of Amarca Automotive, and I want them to appreciate that.
Well, just explain to them what you do and say, I've got a deal worked out with this guy down the street, and send them on their way.
Then I lose the business.
Well,
you said you didn't want that kind of business.
No, I said I don't mind it. I just want them to afford me the proper respect. See, that's what drove my father insane.
Wait a minute. Do you or do you not want to repair tire punctures?
I'd rather not, but I won't turn the business down. But they've got to show me some proper respect. That's all I'm saying.
Well, what do you call proper respect?
Anything. They can invite me for a drink, invite me to their home for dinner, anything.
What if this is a married woman you're talking to?
I don't know what you mean by that.
What if it's a married woman?
If it's a married woman, it's a married woman. I mean, whatever she tells her husband, she tells him.
I think this guy probably drove his own father insane.
What's that supposed to mean?
Customers.
What's that supposed to mean? I drove my father insane. My father went to Camarillo State Mental Facility because the customers told him over and over again, hey, would you mind doing some more chicken-ass work on my car and jump-start it? I got a room in the back of the shop. Married or not, those women are going to show me respect.
Well, I appreciate you listening to me.
I don't check dipsticks.
Good luck.
I don't check no dipstick.
You are a dipstick.
Oh, man. That son of a bitch.
All right.
I had one old gal ask my father to push starter, so he pushed her right out onto the road. And that's what put him away.
I'm sorry?
My father...
This is when your father went nuts.
Yes, sir. What he did was, some woman said, will you push start me? Well, that was one too many. He pushed her right out in the middle of Rosemead Boulevard, and there was a truck coming out of the Vons doing about 50. Man, you should have seen it. Oh, God, it was beautiful. Car parts up and down the street, and she was already in a wheelchair.
And that's what finally put him away.
They finally put him in the nut bin for that, yeah.
Well, Mr. Mark, I can only say to you, and it sounds like you're very busy over there.
Yeah, hold on. Shorty, what she want? Because this is what I'm talking about right here. Hold on. What she want?
Said she wants me to change her oil.
Change her oil? Oh,
we don't change no oil. Well, you're just an asshole.
I'm a what? All right,
sir.
Would you call me? I don't change oil. I don't do tires.
I'm checking my dipstick.
I don't check no dipsticks. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, you're done, all right. Good luck.
I gotta get that. If that's my mother, tell her I got her sweater. Hey, dumbass, I'll change your oil if you suck.
Okay, that's fine. That's Austin Amarca from Amarca Automotive Repair. Do yourself a big favor. Just don't go to that guy's shop at all. Not to ask for anything. A rebuild, oil check, nothing. Because he's nuts. His old man went into the nut bin after push-starting some woman right out into Rosemead Boulevard, and she got hit by an 18-wheeler broadside. And she already had handicap plates. Man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto.